That is the wife for me, he thought, but she is too grand and lives in a castle, while I have only a box to live in, 5 and 25 of us together. That is no place for her. Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
That is not a place for her. Welcome to The Others Grimm. This is a storytelling podcast. It's a comedy podcast where we tell stories. Mostly folklore or fairy tales, maybe some myths, mythological stuff. And my name is Greg, and there's two people with me here gonna talk during the whole thing and ruin the story.
Yeah, that's what we do. My name's Holly.
And I am Rob.
All right. Are you interested in today's story?
No. Let's just shut it down.
I mean, I haven't heard it yet.
All right. Well, I'm not too confident either.
Yeah, I haven't heard the title yet either. So
it is called The Steadfast Tin Soldier.
Okay. And it is by
Hans Christian Andersen.
Or as we know him, Hipcheck Chinny Chin Andersen.
Mm.
Hippo Chinbeard Andersen.
My go-to is Hershey's Chocolate Andersen. The Steadfast Tin Soldier. There were once 5 and 20 tin soldiers. Do you know how many that is?
25.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a longer way to say it.
Oh, in my head, I was doing like multiplication. I was like, what is that, like 100 of them? Like a row of 5, 20 deep. Wow, that's a lot of soldiers.
Yeah, it's like French where you just start adding to say the words or the numbers. Yeah. 5 and 20 tin soldiers who were all brothers. For they had been made out of the same old tin spoon.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to say that poor mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. She's like, I got 5 kids. And they're like, what? And she's like, sorry, 5 and 20 kids.
Oh, my God. 5 at that time? That's nothing. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
She only likes 5 of them. That's why she says 5 and 20.
Yeah.
I have 5 good kids and 20 bad kids.
And then some more.
Mm-hmm. They shouldered arms and looked straight before them and wore a splendid uniform, red and blue. The first thing in the world they ever heard were the words, "Tin soldiers!" uttered by a little boy who clapped his hands with delight when the lid of the box in which they lay was taken off.
Before that, it was just a void. Just a dark void
they
of nothingness.
They existed in the ether until they into existence.
Yeah, they're all made from the same spoon, so they just have like the same memories of the food that was eaten off of them.
The horrible mouths they went into.
Mm-hmm.
Their owner had halitosis.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Oh my God, getting dropped down at the garbage disposal. Clunk around when you turn it on.
Sure, all the garbage disposals that existed at this time.
Well, back then it was just, they just put like a pig under the sink with its mouth facing up.
Oh yeah.
And just shoveled it in there.
Yeah, Flintstones technology. Yes. It really didn't.
It's a living.
They were given him for a birthday present, and he stood at the table to set them up. The soldiers were all exactly alike, excepting one, who had only one leg. And he'd been left to the last. And then there was not enough of the melted tin to finish him, so they made him to stand firmly on one leg. And this caused him to be very remarkable.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty optimistic.
That's very positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's special.
He's remarkable. The table on which the tin soldiers stood was covered with other playthings, but the most attractive to the eye was a pretty little paper castle. Through the small windows, the rooms could be seen. In front of the castle, a number of little trees surrounded a piece of looking glass, which was intended to represent a transparent lake. Swans made of wax swam on the lake and were reflected in it. This is a rich little boy.
I was really getting sucked into the story of the scene that the castle is.
I know.
The little paper castle.
I was there for like a minute.
I was there.
That sounds like a fantastic like toy set for a child.
It does.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I had this little knight set of all these like knights. They were made of plastic, and it came with this castle.
Mm.
It was really cool.
Mm.
I just remember playing it nonstop.
I had a similar kind of thing. I don't remember what it was called. It was like, you on one side there was like a plastic castle with a bunch of plastic knights on, and the other side was like a plastic battlement with a bunch of plastic soldiers. And like you got this little,
it was a siege set,
like a siege set, right?
Yeah.
And there were pieces of the castle that if you hit with a certain thing, it would explode part of the castle. But in much the same way that what's that game where you just launch metal balls at each other? You get caught. Crossfire.
Oh, yeah.
It
crossfire.
Came with that. It was just a little crossfire. Catapult that you flung a metal ball towards your friend and his castle set. Safety standards were
non-existent.
All this was very pretty, but the prettiest of all was a tiny little lady who stood at the open door of the castle. She also was made of paper, and she wore a dress of clear muslin with a narrow blue ribbon over her shoulders, just like a scarf. In front of it was fixed a glittering tinsel rose as large as her whole face. The little lady was a dancer, and she...
you got those legs like a dancing legs.
Yep. That's what... it's just 25 awful soldier brothers harassing this woman.
Oh, every day. Oh, my God.
The hey, yo, 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 look yo. Over here, sweet cheeks.
Hey, little lady.
Hey, let me iron out that paper dress.
Yeah, bring up the ship, get that muslin. Let me see those ankles.
Do a little dance for me. Come on, spin around.
Come on. Let's see a smile.
Yeah, let's see a smile.
Ugh.
The little lady was a dancer, and she stretched out both her arms and raised one of her legs so high that the tin soldier could not see it at all.
Oh, he saw something.
Yep. He's just distracted. He's like, yeah, I can't see your leg anymore.
I can't see your leg, but I'm seeing something.
And he thought that she, like himself, had only one leg.
Oh, yeah. He found his match. Mm-hmm. I have heard this story before. I've seen it in little representation.
Okay, I've never heard of this.
This kind of sounds like a Nutcracker-esque situation, right? There's a tin soldier and a ballerina doll or something in that.
In the Nutcracker, yeah.
Yeah.
Those elements exist for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely seen, like, I'm picturing an animated version of this right now, and I don't know what it's from. Maybe it's from the second Fantasia or something.
Hmm. I mean, when I think of Nutcracker, I think of when Macaulay Culkin was in the Nutcracker.
Oh, no,
do you guys remember that?
No.
It was like I saw it once as a kid, that it was a live production of the Nutcracker that they filmed, right?
Sure.
So it's a stage show that they filmed, yeah, but it had Macaulay Culkin as like the little boy.
How many years like past Home Alone was
like
this?
Right after Home
right
Alone.
Right after Home Alone, yeah. Okay.
Prime Macaulay. Yeah.
It was like right around Pagemaster.
Yeah, they call people usually refer to this as the Culkin years.
The Culkin years, yeah. That is the wife for me, he thought, but she is too grand and lives in a castle while I have only a box to live in. 5 and 25 of us together. That is no place for her. Absolutely not.
No.
That is not a place for her.
Even living next door to these jerks is probably terrible.
It's just an awful frat house.
Yes. Yeah.
Just terrible. She's in a castle.
They're all tin, so they're all just like clacking together all the time.
Just fighting all the time. And they can't tell each other apart either, except for the one that has one leg and they just beat him mercilessly or make fun of him. Yeah. Mm. Just awful.
Our poor little remarkable soldier.
I know. Still, well, maybe they think he's the king. Right? Because he is the most remarkable.
It just occurs to me that we're reading remarkable as we know the definition of it today, just as we read recall.
Right.
As recall. remarkable means, at its base, doesn't it mean just that one can make many remarks upon?
Yeah, you can just talk about it.
Doesn't mean positive.
No.
Like we know it to be.
Awful.
He was gossip worthy, basically.
What else are we going to talk about? It's like the same thing every day. They're in the bucket. They're out of the bucket. There's that lady dancing in the castle. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the whole
thing. They make war on the castle.
Still, I must try and make her acquaintance. Then he laid himself at full length on the table behind a snuff box that stood upon it so that he could peep at the little delicate lady. You into this?
What is a snuff box doing in this kid's room?
Yeah.
It's been cleaned out. It's just a storage toy. They didn't really think about things like, oh, yeah, still smells like tobacco. Here, give it to the kid.
No, it was probably full back in those days.
He probably was,
That was probably like his birthday gift.
Yeah, what's this kid? 6, 7? He's totally smoking.
He's old enough.
Point.
That's of age.
Yeah, he's got some chew.
So that he could peep at the little delicate lady. She's now delicate. Little delicate lady who continued to stand on one leg without losing her balance. So does he know she's got two legs still or no?
No, he just doesn't see it. Still. It's like those little music boxes where the little ballerina is always
in that pose.
The one leg. Presumably he should be wondering why her dress is at a right angle on one side.
Right. When evening came, the other tin soldiers were all placed in the box and the people of the house went to bed. Then the playthings began to have their own games together, like Toy Story.
Ooh.
Whoa.
You got a friend in me.
Just not a as fun of a version of Toy Story because it's just 25 dudes all hounding one woman.
There's no dinosaur. There's no piggy bank.
No.
Well, yeah, it's Toy Story without the budget, so we just kind of copy-pasted one character model 25 times and called it a day.
Yep.
Only one. It's like the old like the Hanna-Barbera cartoons where it's like if the two soldiers in front are the ones who are doing the action, the rest of them in the background are just like frozen.
Yeah. And you could always tell when the background was going to move because suddenly the animation style changed, right? Because it was not just a still photo anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It got brighter.
Yeah, it always got brighter. I always noticed that as a kid. I was like, oh, they're moving and they look better.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I lost my place. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Pork and beans.
What about it?
Just think about soldiers. Like, what else are they doing? Eating their pork and beans.
They're tiny tin pork and beans.
Did they have tiny tin cigarettes?
Dude, do they have tiny tin spoons to eat their tiny tin pork and beans?
That seems like a conundrum for them, having been made themselves from a spoon.
Yeah.
That's like eating your soup with a finger.
Yeah, or just like scooping some mac and cheese with a hand into your mouth, you know? Not your hand, like another hand.
Sure. Like a severed corpse hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the playthings began to have their own games together, to pay visits, to have sham fights, and to give balls.
They mean like dances, right?
I guess. Right. With each other. The tin soldiers rattled in their box. They wanted to get out and join the amusements.
No one else wanted them there, though.
Oh, so the soldiers are stuck in the box. It's all the other toys.
Yeah. As the other toys prefer it. Yeah. They actually probably pushed a book on top of the box.
Exactly.
Like, don't let those guys out.
They're like, bro, let us out.
Oh my God. They ruin the party every time.
Let's do some reps. Let's do some shots.
They wanted to get out and join the amusements, but they could not open the lid. The nutcrackers played at leapfrog, and the pencil jumped about the table.
Wait, is
fun.
Is the pencil considered a toy?
Yep, it's the greatest toy of all. There was such a noise that the canary woke up and began to talk, and in poetry, too.
Well, learned canary.
Yep, just reciting the Raven while everyone's playing, and they're just like, shut the fuck up, bird. We get it. You're alive.
Nevermore.
It's its favorite poem.
He's a canary that actually got into college for like a literature degree, whereas all his other family of canaries all went down to the mines.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's really like a jerk about it.
Yep.
They're all like, fancy boy.
He just detects like, a good poetic measure, like that's the canary in the mind, is him being like, whoa, iambic pentameter. Only the tin soldier and the dancer remained in their places. She stood on tiptoe, with her arms stretched out as firmly as he did on his one leg. He never took his eyes from her for even a moment. The clock struck 12, and with a bounce, up sprang the lid of the snuff box. But instead of snuff, guess what was inside?
Cocaine.
Close.
The bubonic plague.
It's like if you mix the cocaine and the bubonic plague together, you would get up jumped a little black goblin.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Living in the snuff box.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, sure, making shoes.
Mm-hmm. For the snuff box was a toy puzzle. Tin soldier, said the goblin.
Wait, I'm sorry, for the snuff box was a toy puzzle?
It was like a jack-in-the-box, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
So did HC just like lie to us in the beginning when he was like it was a snuff box and he was like no it wasn't a snuff box
it was a land to it was a doorway to a magical land.
I got you.
Yeah, this is the twist. Absolutely. It's like I never know how to pronounce it. Lamarchin's box from the Hellraiser series. You just like play it and then suddenly all the Cenobites come and take
whatever
you
those hell boxes
purgatory.
Are,
yeah. It's a hell box for sure. Tin soldier said, wait, what should the goblin's voice sound like? Tin soldier.
There it is.
Is that it? Yeah. Tin soldier, said the goblin, don't wish for what does not belong to you. But the tin soldier pretended not to hear. He's still hiding behind the snuff box as like he's trying to peep on this lady.
Then
this asshole pops out and is like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Little creeper.
I'm peeping on a girl. Come on.
Come on.
Very well, wait till tomorrow then, said the goblin. When the children came in the next morning, they placed the tin soldier in the window. Now, whether it was the goblin who did it or the draft is not known. But the window flew open and out fell the tin soldier, heels overhead from the third story into the street beneath.
Oh my gosh.
He's going on an adventure.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there another children's thing of like a toy getting lost or something, or a pet getting lost. They fell out of a window, and then their whole journey was them trying to get back.
Well, there's Toy Story.
Sure, one. Toy Story. Maybe I'm just thinking Toy Story.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Baby's Day Out. You guys ever see that movie?
I did not. Oh, I mean, I guess I would have probably when I was a kid, but yeah. I don't remember anything from that.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Baby's Day Out. It was a terrible fall, for he came head downwards. His helmet and his bayonet stuck in between the flagstones and his one leg up in the air. The servant maid and the little boy went downstairs directly to look for him, but he was nowhere to be seen. Although once they nearly trod upon him. If he had called out, "Here I am," it would have been all right, but he was too proud to cry out for help while he wore a uniform.
No, it wouldn't have been all right, because then an inanimate object would have started talking and they would have freaked out and burned it for being an evil devil magic toy.
Also, he's made of tin. Tin is very soft. If they would have stepped on him, because it's like, oh, they were always so close to stepping on it and therefore like finding him, he would have been just smashed to a little flat disc.
Yeah. This is definitely an allegory for like Midwestern dads who hurt themselves at home projects and they're like too proud to call out or i.e. go to the hospital and like, I'll walk it off. And it's like, you got a 10-inch gash in your leg. You are like spurting blood everywhere. Every time your heart beats, it's spurting out.
You heard a pop in your shoulder and now you can't move your arm. That's fine.
It'll get better.
You shot yourself in the face with a nail gun. Four times.
Yeah, I pulled it out. Put a bandaid on it.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Too proud.
Too proud.
Because he was wearing a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can't disrespect the queen, right?
Isn't true. That,
yeah.
Yeah. He swore an oath.
He swore an oath.
To not be a little bitch.
That's right. This is not a world for little bitches.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Presently, it began to rain, and the drops fell faster and faster till there was a heavy shower. When it was over, two boys happened to pass by, and one of them said, "Look, there's a tin soldier. He ought to have a boat to sail in."
Oh,
that's pretty thoughtful, right?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's thoughtful. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily thoughtful. The second that two young random boys walk in, I'm like, oh, this can't be good for the tin soldier.
No.
It's like, I have this glass that magnifies that's just been invented. Let's see if he burns.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're going to make a little paper boat and just put him on it and send him down to the,
send him wherever, down the sewer.
Wherever it lives.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So they made a boat out of a newspaper and placed the tin soldier in it and sent him sailing down the gutter while the two boys ran by the side of it and clapped their hands. How much clapping of your hands do y'all do?
These children do it constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that much joy in my life. Good gracious, what large waves arose in the gutter.
Wait, actually, when we were in Yosemite this weekend and we saw the firefalls, and when it happened, everyone, because it looked like it wasn't going to happen, and then it did happen, everyone goes, yeah, and I like that she was like 300 people spread throughout this big glen, everyone cheers, and then also, when it was done, they clapped politely, like at at the end of a movie in Los Angeles.
Like a good performance put on by a band.
It's a waterfall that light is hitting in such a way. It's like, well done, Mountain. You really did it.
Take a bow.
I mean, we clapped and woohooed as well, because it's fun.
Standing ovation, Sunshine. Yeah. Good job.
Yes.
Woo! Encore!
We really should applaud nature more often.
It felt good.
Yeah. Good gracious, what large waves arose in the gutter, and how fast the stream rolled on, for the rain had been very heavy. The paper boat rocked up and down and turned itself round sometimes so quickly that the tin soldier trembled. Trembled?
He trembled. He was scared.
Yeah, that's scary. Not like a soldier, though.
Oh, this is not proud.
No.
This is the opposite.
You are embarrassing the queen.
Exactly.
Hey, give the guy a break. He is in foreign land, behind enemy lines, navigating a ship he's never been on.
He's a prisoner of war right now to these boys.
Blop, blop, blip. Yet he remained firm.
Wait, were those noises?
Gutter noises?
Yeah, sorry. I was like, we need more Foley in this story. Yet he remained firm. His countenance did not change. He looked straight before him and shouldered his musket. He just starts shooting at the waves.
Yeah, what is he going to shoot at? The enemy is the water and the little boys.
Yeah.
Also, he shouldn't be. Has he lost the little boys at this point? Did the water go so fast that he's run ahead? Because he shouldn't be moving, frankly. He shouldn't be shouldering his musket.
No.
Front of children.
Toy Story rules.
Toy Story rules.
Move.
No.
Can't move.
Suddenly, the boat shot under a bridge which formed a part of a drain, and then it was as dark as the tin soldier's box.
Down just like the drain. Just like before he was born.
Yep. This is like the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He's just going through all the cycles. He already died at the beginning of the story when the goblin popped up and ripped his head off, and now he's just going through the motions.
Oh, you know? He's on like the River Styx right now. Like yep. Charon's like, hey, you got any coins for me?
Yeah, right.
Where am I going now? He thought. This is the Black Goblin's fault, I am sure. Ah, well, if the little lady were only here with me in the boat, I should not care for any darkness.
I'm sorry, it's pronounced little lady.
Little lady? This bullshit is like what they really tried to like instill in young boys, at least when I was a young boy, of like, just find that lady. And honestly, as long as she's near you, it's all good. And it's like, she doesn't have like a name, she's just a little lady. Just,
yeah.
And you just like her because she's pretty. And that's it. And you just want her near you.
And looks like you, too. She's got one. She appears to have one leg. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And potentially the only mate that is of your approximate size.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's actually a really hot doll over, China doll over there. Porcelain dolls.
A nice porcelain doll.
There's a really hot porcelain doll, but she's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah. Suddenly there appeared a great water rat who lived in the drain. Now I gotta find a voice for the water rat.
He's Russian.
I can't do a Russian accent.
Irish.
I can't do any
Australian?
Accent. No, I got
British.
Nothing. No.
Give me your Cockney.
Ooh, how about like a he's a rat. How about like a New York, New Jersey like street rat? Like, hey, what are you doing in my hole? Get
so
out of here.
You just want to embarrass me. I have no accents. Hey, buddy, have you a passport?
There it is.
Ask the rat. Give it to me at once. But the tin soldier remained silent and held his musket tighter than ever.
He asked him for papers?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Let's see some identification.
You want to come? You gotta come my territory. I want to see some papers, bud, into the sewer where my territory and I live, my friends, my family. I got to see who you are, legally documented and whatnot.
You got your vaccine card or what?
His response to this is to, like, pretend to be a toy. He's just like, remained silent, held his musket tighter than ever.
His response to everything is to hide. Yep. It's just to, like, go still. And it's like, dude, I can see you.
Yep.
I see you behind the snuff box. I see you in the little boat.
The boat sailed on, and the rat followed it. He's just following, like, hey, fucker. Hey, buddy, what the fuck?
I'm talking to you.
Exactly. How he did gnash his teeth and cry out to the bits of wood and straw. Hey, stop him! Stop him! He has not paid toll and has not shown his pass.
You really did call this. This is Styx, but the River Styx. What's his name? Who guards Styx? Karen?
Hmm.
Is a sewer rat. Is a New York sewer rat.
But the stream rushed on stronger and stronger. The tin soldier could already see daylight shining where the arch ended.
That's hell, buddy. That's hell.
Yeah, he's headed towards the light, yeah.
Yeah, you think it's daylight, but it's the fire of 1,000 suns burning.
That's right. You and all your dirty thoughts about the dancer sending you straight to hell. Jesus can hear those thoughts.
Yeah,
all right? You're never alone.
And he's real judgy. They call it Judgment Day for a reason.
That's what they told me when I was a kid at church was that like...
Jesus can hear your thoughts.
Jesus can hear your thoughts. Jesus... Sinning and adultery is something you can do in your mind.
Yes.
I was so pissed when I heard that. I was so upset. I was like, what the fuck? This is the one place just for me.
You're like, get out of my head, Jesus. Get out of my head.
Get out of my head. Jesus, stop looking.
Stop looking. I think about sometimes like, because I do believe in ghosts, but then, because it's fun and interesting to believe in ghosts, but then I'm also like, so that means so it's like, oh, so then like everyone I ever loved is maybe watching over me or something, or just around or they can see you. And I'm like, but grandma, don't watch when I'm having sex, you know? Or like I have that moment of like, I'm pooping right now. Yeah. And it's like real tough.
Ghosts are just like Victorian children, so they're just clapping all the time.
Yay!
Then he heard a roaring sound quite terrible enough to frighten the bravest man. At the end of the tunnel... The drain fell into a large canal over a steep place, which made it as dangerous for him as a waterfall would be for us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, here is a drawing. Here, Rob, describe this drawing.
Okay.
You gotta get near the mic, though.
So, it's the one-legged soldier on the boat. Definitely, like, he looks pretty scared. Also, being chased by... this is not a rat. This artist does not know what a rat looks like. This is some sort of meerkat weasel.
Yes.
At best.
It's kind of got, like, a beaver face, but then not a beaver body.
It's a nice interpretation.
Yeah.
It's quite remarkable.
It's a cute little boat, too. It's one of those little newspaper boats that can also be a hat.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
That's a very sweet boat.
Also, this rat is just like, it's like every man you meet that you, like, don't immediately bow down to, they just cannot let it go. So they'll follow you to the ends of the earth to be like, hey, you didn't say thank you when I opened the door for you.
Yeah, and it's yeah. Like, what, are you fucking raised in a barn?
What? That was 3 days ago.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Get back here.
Yep. Anyway. Where am I? Talk amongst yourselves. No, I got it. He was too close to it to stop. The waterfall, over the waterfall.
The Niagara Falls of waterfalls.
He was going over the Niagara Falls.
He's going over the curb, basically, right? Yeah.
He was too close to it to stop, so the boat rushed on, and the poor tin soldier could only hold himself as stiffly as possible, without moving an eyelid to show that he was not afraid. He's like me in dangerous situations where I'm just like,
freeze.
Let's not move. Let's just not move. Maybe we'll like absorb ourselves into the background.
It does work oftentimes. You can like,
it works a lot.
If you freeze, move. That's why animals do it. And we're animals.
I know.
If you just freeze. My fight or flight, I'm fight for sure. But before, if I can tell that it hasn't seen me, that it's freeze and hide. If it's seen me, fight.
Yeah, I feel like the most disappointing thing is when you realize that you're not fight or flight. You're just like, freeze.
Freeze is the, I think everyone does freeze a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember one time I got home kind of drunk from the bar and I heard something and I turned and like 2 feet away from me was a skunk. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And all I could think is like, I'm going to get sprayed by a skunk.
Yep.
And then like I couldn't do anything. So we just stood there, standoff, staring at each other. And like I was kind of swaying because I was like drunk. And then eventually it just like was like, oh, hey, what's up? And then it walked away. It just like shook its butt and like walked away. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you just got to be worried because like they'll look at you, but then they'll start like marching around in a circle to turn about face.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gotta run.
The boat whirled round 3 or 4 times and then filled with water to the very edge. Nothing could save it from sinking. He now stood up to his neck in water while deeper and deeper sank the boat and the paper became soft and loose with the wet. Till at last the water closed over the soldier's head. He thought of the elegant little dancer whom he should never see again. And the words of the song sounded in his ears.
What song?
I don't know the melody, but let me try and figure it out. Farewell, warrior, ever brave, drifting onward to thy grave.
Pretty good.
He's thinking about that, yeah.
That was well done. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Clap hands.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, he's like, apparently he breathes and then needs oxygen, so he's just like, or maybe he's like a zombie where like zombies can't drown, so they just like fall into pools and they're just there until they deteriorate.
Well, he's made of metal.
Yeah, I was wondering this too. I was like, does he breathe? Why is this such a concern?
If he breathes, then you assume he also has to do other things, like eat and poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Does he have heart conditions? Mm-hmm. High cholesterol? Like, what are his other concerns?
Then the paper boat fell to pieces, and the soldier sank into the water and immediately afterwards was swallowed up by a great fish. Oh, how dark it was inside the fish. A great deal darker than in the tunnel, and narrower, too. But the tin soldier continued firm and lay at full length, shouldering his musket.
That's his go-to move.
Just go-to. Like, it's just like that cartoon of the dog in the house that's on fire that's just like, this is fine.
This is fine. This is fine.
Yep. He's just thinking about his little lady.
Just thinking about his little lady.
That's the moral, probably, is like, y'all gotta get a little lady.
I was wondering if there's, like, Jonah and the whale overtones here.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what the point of Jonah and the whale was.
That's not one I'm familiar with. Yeah, I don't...
He gets swallowed by a whale and then makes it out of it. I don't remember what
he... I think Jonah was supposed to be some sort of, like, prophetic character. So it was, like, a test, and now he can go do some brave thing or something.
prophetic, so he should see the future.
Yes.
But he couldn't see
himself see the whale
getting
coming.
Eaten by a whale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably a pretty big thing.
Also, Pinocchio was swallowed by the whale.
He was.
Yeah.
And he was also a toy.
He was also a toy. Wow. Look at these.
Real trope in the old days of getting swallowed by a large fish of some sort or a large water mammal.
It's a lot of people just like, because some people couldn't read, they like read a book and then they tell them the stories if they made it up. Everyone's like stealing each other's stories.
They're like, oh my God, I heard this amazing story about a guy getting swallowed, but I've never heard about it, anything like that before.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the show that may or may not even be on the air anymore. It was called The River Monsters.
No.
It was a, you know, like a History Channel-esque really bad kind of show.
Yeah.
And it was always investigating these like parts of the world that there were reports of like river monsters that would just eat people and swallow them whole. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, it was a goddamn catfish.
Yeah, they're huge.
So I'm just saying, this story, just based on a whole human history of getting eaten by catfish.
Jonah, swallowed by a catfish.
Catfish.
Pinocchio, catfish.
Yep. The fish swam to and fro, making the most wonderful movements.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like erotic or something. Yeah. It's like getting a full body massage. But at last, he became quite still. After a while, a flash of lightning seemed to pass through him. And then the daylight approached and... Did he just get shit out?
It sounds like
so.
A flash of lightning approach. And a voice cried out, "I declare, here is the tin soldier." The fish had been caught, taken to the market, and sold to the cook, who took him into the kitchen and cut him open with a large knife. She picked up the soldier and held him by the waist between her finger and thumb and carried him into the room. She didn't wash him off. He Gross. Smells like dead fish.
He's full of fish guts.
Everything smelled like dead fish back then.
It's true. Everything smelled back then of just awful.
The smell of dead fish was probably perfume compared to everything else that smelled around there.
They were all anxious to see this wonderful soldier who had traveled about inside a fish, but he was not at all proud. They placed him on the table, and how many curious things do happen in the world? There he was in the very same room from the window of which he had fallen, and there were the same children, the same plaything standing on the table, and the pretty castle with the elegant little dancer at the door. She still balanced herself on one leg and held up the other, so she was as firm as himself. It touched the tin soldier so much to see her that he almost wept tin tears.
So he can cry.
He can cry.
So he can...
Therefore, he must consume water.
He can drown.
Well, I guess tin tears.
Tin tears. He can only drown in tin.
Okay. But, if he can cry tin tears, then he can only cry so much before he's gone, right? Unless he swallows his own tears to restore his tin.
Could be. Lick the tears off his own face.
Yeah. Like, it's just all the brothers, like, crying tin tears at night because they can't get out of the box and then licking each other's tears so they have more tears for the next night when they're crying.
The situation is very messed up inside of that box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It touched the tin soldier so much to see her that he almost wept tin tears, but he kept them back. He only looked at her, and they both remained silent. He's just like...
And again, our two main characters did nothing.
Did nothing.
Constantly, he's doing nothing.
He's just like, that's his go-to. Yeah, everyone's like carrying him on their shoulders, and they're like, woo, he's back, awesome. And then he gets to like...
He's like, no.
The little lady, and he freezes.
He's like, I'm gonna shoulder my muzzle and freeze.
Yep. Presently, one of the little boys took up the tin soldier and threw him into the stove. That makes sense.
Is that the end?
Shirk.
No.
Oh.
Little jerks. This is one of the other kids.
Yeah. One of the little boys.
Mm.
He had no reason for doing so. Therefore, it must have been the fault of the black goblin who lived in the snuff box. The flames lighted up the tin soldier. As he stood, the heat was very terrible. But whether it proceeded from the real fire or from the fire of love... He could not tell.
No, it was definitely real.
Yeah, it was the real fire
you were in.
The fire of love? You don't even know her name. You just call her Lil Lady.
I'm sorry, have you never been in love and experienced the red hot burning sensation that happens? You know, where it feels like, you know, you have blisters that actually arrive on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts a lot.
Yep.
You know, love.
It's like stalking. I found a good word, a Freudian word called cathexis.
And that means?
Extreme infatuation to the point that you can't do anything else. You're just obsessed over this one thing. He's got a hard case of cathexis for this little lady.
He thinks it's burning him alive instead of real fire.
Yeah.
But he literally can't think of anything else. Mm-mm. So he's like, yeah, sure. There's, yeah, it's literally the dog in the fire again. Yeah. This is fine.
This is fine.
I just really want my little lady.
My little lady. Then he could see that the bright colors were fading from his uniform, but whether they had been washed off during his journey or from the effects of his sorrow, no one could say.
That's probably still also the fire.
It's probably the fire, that's yeah. Also the fire. I think we can say.
It's the fire.
It's the fire. Yeah. He looked at the little lady, and she looked at him as he's like melting, and the fire's going everywhere, yes. And she's still on one leg,
it's like,
just
like
pirouetting.
It's like the end scene of Terminator 2. He's just yeah. sinking into the ashes yep. with his thumb up. Like,
He felt himself melting away, but he still remained firm with his gun on his shoulder.
Mm.
Suddenly, the door of the room flew open, and the draft of air caught up the little dancer. She fluttered like a sylph right into the stove by the side of the tin
Jesus.
Soldier.
They're going to burn alive together?
And was instantly in flames oh, and was gone.
Oh, no.
The tin soldier melted down into a lump, and the next morning, when the maidservant took the ashes out of the stove, she found him in the shape of a little tin heart. But of the little dancer, nothing remained but the tinsel rose, which was burnt black as a cinder. The end.
No!
That was it.
What the fuck?
That's how it ends?
That's it. Moral of the story.
Oh, jeez.
Do not obsess over someone.
Yeah. And again, like so many of these other stories, although at least this time it happened to a male figure, that life just happens to you. He yeah. literally did no, aside from creeping.
Yeah.
Was the only actual action he took the rest of his time was just freeze.
That must be the moral, is like, fucking do something.
I guess. You know? That's a good takeaway.
Like, if he had done anything throughout the entire story, like...
Hopefully it would have changed.
Yeah, it's not just, like, about letting life happen, being the victim of circumstance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, we only spin around this blue ball so many times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one day, you're up and kicking around, being swallowed by a fish after you fell off a boat, and the next, you're getting... thrown into a fireplace by a child.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah, you're watching your little lady burn next yeah. to you.
Carpe diem, or in our case, catfish diem.
Catfish diem.
Because mm-hmm. if he would have not been hiding, just creeping, if he would have gone and like been proud and bold and approached mm-hmm. the little lady
yeah.
in the beginning, the goblin probably would have left him alone, right?
Okay, there's also some points in there about blame. I think the goblin had like one line.
Yeah.
And then
he did nothing.
Then he kept being like, this could have been the goblin that did that. I don't know. Like, the goblins didn't do anything.
The goblin didn't do anything. The goblin came and said, oh, he said I'll come back tomorrow or something, right?
Yeah.
And then
nothing happened.
And then we did see the goblin at the end, right? What did the goblin do at the end? Or was our tin soldier just speculating?
Yeah, he just was speculating. But the first thing the goblin says is, don't wish for what does not belong to you. Is that the moral?
I guess. Because he did.
So just accept your lot in life. That's never try and climb higher or you know.
We can still apply better it. Yourself. We can apply it to our original moral of like take action, you know, or like our takeaway of take action, because it's like if you don't just wish, go do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go make that woman your property. Yeah.
Don't dream it, be it. Yeah, and then also, like, what's the deal with the rat wanting a passport?
And a toll.
Yeah, and a toll.
The rat's the best character. The rat is the best character. The border crossing rat.
That's all we want is, like, a full story about the border crossing. It's, like, shot like a Cops, though. It's just awful.
They find his little, like, nest, and it's just a bunch of birth certificates and social security yeah. cards.
Yeah, he's just making a nest. That's it. That's why he wants the passport.
Oh, sure. I was going to say, he himself has a bunch of, like, Ratterson ID cards with yeah. different information on them.
Oh, he's got a fake ID business.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening. Mm-hmm.
For himself, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, he's selling to other people, too.
Oh, sure, for sure. Well, he's definitely running from the law.
All right, final thoughts. This one was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay. Fine.
Hans Christian, Hank Chandelier Anderson is so much more put together.
Yeah, he's got some pretty good descriptions too. Like, he's a pretty good writer.
Yeah, and these, again, are actually written. Hans Christian Andersen actually wrote his stories versus the Grimm brothers, where they just compiled.
Yeah.
And I mean, we like to, it's fun to think about the Grimm brothers writing them, but they're just writing down oral tradition, so obviously it's a lot looser.
Oh, yeah. They're putting their own spin in there, too.
They're putting all their own spin, interpretation. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit harder to make fun of
hip-hop Charizard Andersen.
Yeah. Well, hope you learned your lesson. Blop, blop, blip.